Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Muslims are currently in the midst of the holy month of Ramadan, which Muslims around the world observe by praying, performing acts of charity, and by fasting between dawn and sundown. But observing Ramadan can be a challenge in summer, especially in hot climates. Sarah Ventry from Here and Now contributor KJZZ in Phoenix reports on Muslims in the Arizona desert.
Just before Ramadan began, Angelica Lindsay Ali and her family were at her in-laws' house, busy making decorations and talking about the ways they plan to celebrate.
It's like having Christmas and Thanksgiving and Easter and New Year's all rolled into one, but for 30 days.
If you don't observe Ramadan, that might not be what you had in mind, considering that for around 30 days, everyone is fasting during daylight hours, on days when the temperature can easily reach into the 110s.
It's not that you're depriving your body of food. I like to say that you're making space in your mind and your body for God.
It's true. Fasting isn't always easy. Elena Casolo lives in the Phoenix area and observes Ramadan. She's also a nurse. She says she and other Muslims are used to getting asked about their fast.
But the one question we always get is, not even water? You can't even drink water?
Not during the day, but you can at night. And Casolo says that taking a break from eating might not be so bad.
So actually, a lot of research now is showing that fasting is beneficial, especially because it gives your digestive system a chance to kind of reboot.
Chin up, chest up, just as confident, just as confident. Big throw.
Geronda Montano is out at the athletic field at McClintock High School in Tempe, just outside of Phoenix. She's coaching an 11-year-old at throwing shot put and javelin. Even though it's around 7 p.m., the sun is still out and it's still hot. While some people may avoid time outdoors in the summer, regardless of whether or not they observe Ramadan, Montano embraces it.
You know, I have athletes who are counting on me to be out here to coach them like any other time of the year. And it wouldn't be fair to them after they've worked so hard all season to say, oh, you know what, I got to take a break.
Abdullah Colon lives in Phoenix and works in construction. And this month, with its excessively high temperatures, has been tough for him.
I lost about 15 pounds because I was more focused on my fluids than I was on eating, just because it was so hard to replenish the fluids.
In fact, it got so difficult and taxing on his body that Colon had to stop working. After talking with his employer, the company agreed to let him take the rest of Ramadan off so that he can fast safely.
And I was just beat. I was just worn, super dehydrated. With the super heat wave that we were about to deal with this week, I just had to make a decision, and I decided it was just going to be best for me to take some time off.
At the Islamic Community Center of Phoenix, many people come to observe the holy month. On the first night after the fast, a few dozen people anxiously wait for the time to eat. They're sitting around tables with cups of water and bowls of dates on them.
We bought 30 cases yesterday, so that's a lot. That's 330 pounds.
Usama Shami is the group's president. And in case you missed it, he said 330 pounds of dates. It's traditional to break the fast with 1, 3, or 5 dates and some water. Then there are prayers, followed by a complete meal called iftar. People are filling their plates with chicken, rice, and salad. Rosie Barra is one of the women gathering in a small classroom to eat dinner after fasting for at least 15 hours. Even though she's hungry, she doesn't eat until she said hi to everyone she knows in the room.
I like to be close to my sisters, you know, to feel that the happiness.
Barra converted to Islam just over a year ago. She grew up in Mexico and is the only one in her family that is Muslim. Now that she's part of the faith, she's happy to fast because Ramadan means so much to her.
Ramadan is, like I say, it's like a refresh. You refresh your soul, you refresh your spirit. It is something very, very beautiful. It's amazing.
Even in the desert heat, that sentiment is one that people echoed over and over. Here's Elena Casolo.
Fasting, especially in the heat, it really lets you know what the human can do, like what our will can accomplish. It's something that if you think about it, you say, oh, that's so hard, I can never do it. But you can do it, you know.
And she will, for the rest of the month of Ramadan, which ends next week. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Ventry in Phoenix.